This is a dangerous time of year in the lowlands. We had a couple weeks of a January thaw, bright sun, warm days. It was enough to give you a touch of spring fever. Now it's snowy, cold, and still a lot of winter weather to come. Not much to do but read seed catalogs, walk garden center seed racks, and seed shop online. Why is it dangerous? Well, last year we ended up with a ton of potatoes, 60 flats of onions. We also had over 50 tomato plants and about the same number of peppers, and I didn't even bother counting the basil plants. All because of winter seed fever. I like to buy open-pollinated veggie varieties just in case I decide to save my own seed. Open-pollinated varieties reproduce themselves. These are varieties of the classic version of the birds and the bees. The seeds of open-pollinated varieties can be saved and grown year after year. Hybrid varieties are the result of crossbreeding of two or more other varieties. The careful cross-pollination and breeding produces a specific plant. A hybrid cosmos has a precise pink-colored flower, and all the seeds of that hybrid are the same color pink. A hybrid tomato turns out the same tomato every time. F1 hybrids are the first generation of the hybridization process. F1 hybrids have very strong traits. They tend to be more vigorous and more floriferous. An F1 hybrid, or any hybrid, does not produce reliable seed that can be saved and used. Catalogs, seed packets, and the internet give cultural or growing information. It's usually general information. May say don't let the plants wilt, transplant in 5 weeks. Detailed sowing, seed depth, light requirement, germination temperature, and specific treatments can be found with a little bit of searching. The detailed information helps with seed sowing and garden space planning. It may seem too early to start dreaming about spring, but it isn't too early to start planning a fun and successful gardening season. Just be careful with the amount you get. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.